You are now listening to the Claim It podcast with me, Trisha Huffman, your joyologist. Oh, it's been a little while. I kind of took a break for the first time pretty much ever since launching this podcast in 2019. I cannot believe that it has been over 4 years. That is seriously shocking to me. Anyway, the point of this podcast, there's many, but overall, it's for you to feel a little bit less lonely on this wild and windy journey of life. And over the years, my intention for what I hope whoever is listening out there gets has stayed consistent and also shifted a bit. And I think that is because also like the journey of life. And we've all gone through the pandemic since then. We've all gone through a lot of different things, I'm sure, in the last 4 years, as have I. I've gone through amazing things, experienced so much joy and awe and wonder, and gone through a lot of challenging things. And that is part of the ride of being human. You know, the name Claim It, I remember when I had thought about starting a podcast for many years, and back then even I was like, this person has a podcast and this person has a podcast. Obviously the amount of people who have podcasts has multiplied, but even back then I remember like sort of being like, oh, I think that would be great to have a podcast one day. And then it wasn't, actually maybe it wasn't so much about, oh, everybody else already has one. I do think, too, I had little babies. I had one in 2015. I had one in 2017. I chose to be home a lot with them. I started creating products as a way to be able to bring in money, feel as if I'm spreading some inspiration, love, joy into the world, putting some connection into the world, and then I got to work on my own schedule. So I also was not in a place to let's be somewhere quiet and talk for a while. Anyway, so I remember when I was like, okay, so I am going to do it. I'm going to start the podcast. I didn't think about solo episodes at all. I really knew I wanted to have conversations with people. I love talking to people. I'm a naturally curious person, if you haven't gotten from listening to this podcast when I talk to guests at all. I did start with my first several guests. I probably recorded like 10, 12 episodes before I even released one. I wanted to have them banked up. And I had I would write out questions for each guest. Like, okay, I'm going to talk to so-and-so today. I want to ask them about this, which is funny because I still have like the questionnaire from one of the first guests I interviewed. And I didn't ask them anything on it. Except what ended up turning into the questions I asked almost everybody. I haven't asked everybody because there's been like time constrictions and all those different things. And those weren't really a thought out, this is what I'm going to ask everybody. It was, I had written all these questions to ask this one person, but then when I was with them, I was just locked in and engaged and then just went by curiosity. So then it just ended up sticking that way, that for the most of the time, whether I know someone or I'm meeting them for the first time, but I obviously know a little bit about them, I don't do a ton of research on purpose to be like, really like, let's just be present and be curious and in conversation. Anyway, so I knew it was about going to be conversations, but what do I name it? And I went with Claim It because like, yeah, I have my favorite quote of all time is, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And that's an Eleanor Roosevelt quote. I discovered that quote when I was like in 20, when I was like breaking into figuring out how to be a sound engineer. And I was like working for free at House of Blues Chicago. And it was awesome and incredible and challenging and confronting. And that quote really supported me. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. that, of course, people are going to judge you. They're going to say things to you. They're going to be rude. They're going to tell you that's not going to work out. They're going to doubt you. All of that stuff can and will happen in life. And it sucks and it hurts and it's painful. And that it really comes back to, what do I believe? And back then, I didn't know what I was doing. So a lot of the things, there was a lot of truth to what people were saying and projecting on me. And I didn't have to make that feel like I have to give up. I don't fit in here. I'm never going to make it. So it wasn't either like I'm better than you, like no one can make you feel inferior with your consent. But I was like, yeah, you're right. I don't know what I'm doing yet. And I'm here to learn so that I could be, just continue to show up and choose what I wanted to do and be there. And be like, well, what do I think? What do I want? Well, what do I believe? To keep coming back to me. And then later in life, I realized nobody can really make you feel anything without your consent, including like love. You could be getting the most sincere, amazing love from somebody else, and that you still can have these blocks inside you that don't allow yourself to accept the love. So no one can make you feel loved without your consent. And of course, that's a bit, you know, like again, just like no one can make you feel inferior, it can really hurt your feelings and feel terrible. But like, what is it really doing on the end, like the deepest, right? So people, you can feel that love. You cannot be such a hard shell of a human being. You are letting some in, but like, ooh, deep down, if you are feeling like I'm unlovable, it can be really hard to accept love, to receive whatever it may be. So a lot of it was, so anyway, the claim it name came from that, me constantly being like, I've seen people of such great success that are living their biggest dreams out in the world who have it all and also maybe don't feel comfortable, confident, content. You know, all of the things that we think will happen once I have this, do this, be this, then I will feel that, really just witnessing too from the society, and that from an early age, I was right next to, working alongside, working with these people who were absolutely and are, were, meaning because it was the past tense what I was experiencing, but they still are incredible people. right. But that, like, it, how we think once we get here, once we make this much money, once we're in a relationship, once we have the family, once we can buy the bag, once we can take the trip, once we have this many followers, once this many clients, this whatever, this much money in the bank, whatever it is, then we will feel X, fulfilled, safe, lovable, enough, worthy, whatever that is. And that reality is, it just keeps getting pushed to different things. So how can we work to claim what that thing is that we're chasing right now? Claim joy. Of course, that's a big part of it. Like, how, claim joy in the now. Claim your worth in the now. Claim that you are successful, even if you are just starting out and you have no proof of it. How can you claim it and feel it? Not just claim it and say it, but internally feel it. So that's where the claim it came from. But as you may have noticed over the last couple years, or last year or last month, who knows how much, because time is weird, I will say, like, make that the, you know, the podcast is to hope that you feel a little bit less alone on this wild and windy journey of being human. Because I do think that we are all living much different lives, but yes, we have so much in common as just being humans. And that it can feel as if we're all alone. Nobody gets what we're going through. Something must be wrong because I have this and I still feel like this. Or what happened? I thought I was doing things right, but I still struggle with this. Or how, what's going on? I am a good person and I'm blah, blah, blah. But why did this bad thing happen to me? Like, whatever it is. It is a wild and windy journey of being human, no matter who you are and how much you have and how much you've done. Wow. Okay. It's been 4+ years. I freaking still really love having these conversations with people. I did not take a little pause intentionally. I got a terrible cold that ended up like cough that ended up turning into a sinus infection and like didn't go away. And it was really challenging to talk. In fact, I do have an episode coming up that I recorded during that time. And good luck to my editors editing all the coughs out. But also, I didn't have any sponsors. I had not secured any sponsors for the fall. So that also left me that, like, you know, having sponsors for episode made me stay accountable to the fact that, like, oh, I got to put an episode out this week, even if I put it up a little late. So that also freed me up. So I did not intentionally take a pause. And you might not have even noticed I took a pause because there's so much stuff to listen to out there. But it was so interesting because I've always been like, I love this podcast. I'm always going to keep doing the podcast. And then not doing it for a couple of weeks, I was like, oh, I'm okay. Wow, I've been doing it for 4+ years. Oh, it's kind of nice to take a break. Oh, okay. And then because I wasn't talking very much, I wasn't really as active on social media. I wasn't doing as much of the things that I normally do. And it kind of felt good. It fell through what I had already been feeling of like wanting to pull back in some ways. I am so still empowered by what I do, the messages that I share, by the message of my book, F the Shoulds, Do the Wants, by everything that I put out there. But I have just been feeling this greater need to be like, I've been online for many years on social media. I've been doing online stuff for so long and feeling like I want to be less online. I want to be more in the real world. And that's interesting to say because obviously the people that have signed up for my coaching programs, my one-on-one clients, all of that are real people. And I know I've made real differences in their lives because they tell me that. I'm not just saying that. And they're real people, but they're also, it's been between a screen and on a phone and stuff. And I just have been feeling this deeper craving to be more in person. So I've been feeling some personal shifts and like I'm ready to start a new chapter, a new era in some way, and to continue putting stuff out in the world, which is why it's so awesome that without really planning this out 1000%, but starting to feel the tugs, I had started to create some things that you can join at any time that are me putting stuff out there, but it's not like you got to sign up for this program now because we're starting next week. Like no enrollment sort of zones. My daily text messages, which really do go out every single day. It's super cool. Subscription for that, yourdrologist.com/text. You can use the code JOY3 to get $3 off the first 3 months. And you can cancel at any time. People are really loving that and saying like, wow, it's so powerful what just a text message can do. It just drops in out of nowhere because I send them at different times every day. Give you different things to think about, set intentions for, reflect on. Anyway, my drop-in messages, which is a private podcast audio feed, is a thing you can join at any time, and you get 6 months access to all the past and present ones. And after 6 months, you don't have access anymore unless you join again. And then my shakeup course that I ran earlier in the year is now available for you to join at any time and do it. So I'm so proud of myself for setting those things up. And that was a goal for 2023, to have some things that people could join at any time if they are wanting to get, you know, deeper support, and not just, again, like wait until I run another program. And of course I have my Substack too, my From the Heart Substack, which I've had for a year, which does writing, which does tech, which does podcasts, which does journal prompts, live meetups, all the things. Anyway, and then having this time sort of to pull back more from getting sick just made me even more so like, wow, interesting. It's so cool that I had those things set up. It also, always, I have been bringing attention to this, but just putting more and more, it's just, It's just such an interesting thing. Being someone who has had an online service-based and product-based, but service-based business where I am providing a service to people that people pay me for my services, for advice, mentoring, coaching for the over years. And I've always had a like, I don't really know if I love the term coach. Like I'm here to like, I am, I'm here to support you. I'm here to, what do you want? And let me help you do that. So, you know, like, let me be your like deep support in that. But also, to be honest, the coaching industry at large, I don't love it. And if you are involved in that at too, you might be like, oh, what are you saying? Or you might totally get it, because it is a lot of coaches coaching other people, like now hire this copywriting service coach, now pay for this program, now do this. And I'm not saying that it's all bad or not useful or all of that. It's just a lot. And then I also have just been getting so, I'm trying to be intentional with my words here and not just throw out the right words that come. Because again, I don't want to be insensitive, because there is a lot of value to what people are doing, including the people I love and are friends with and who have had on the podcast. I think that their work is amazing. And also, it's just, again, the whole industry. There's constantly, sign up for this. You got to make a course. Who are you? Let's offer courses. And obviously, I have had courses, and I've run courses for I don't even know how many years now. And I also know the ins and outs of some of these people who are the people that are selling you and teaching you how to create courses, and they're making millions of dollars. They're also spending at least half that on ads and staff and like this. And so it can feel very like, come on, all you have to do is this. And then you can be monetizing your skill, craft, gift too. And people like to make it sound like it's just so easy and magical. And it can be easy and magical. I've seen those sides of it. I've experienced those sides of it, and not always and not for everyone. And it doesn't mean that you are doing it wrong or you're not great at manifesting or whatever it is. But one thing that I have just been more so like, ugh, about is I want you to realize, and I hope you already do, that you matter no matter what you do for a living. No matter if you are a teacher, a nurse, customer service for a company, the checkout person at Trader Joe's, a server, an author, a writer, a creator, an artist, like whatever you do that makes money to support you and your family, there aren't levels of mattering. And everything that we do as a community supports our community. I know I've mentioned this before a few years ago when, you know, teaching my kids about jobs, and I was like, oh, well, when you get older, everybody just picks a way to help people. That's what, you know, when you grow up, people pick a way to help people. And yeah, you don't have to pick one thing. You can do this and then that and whatever. So it's not like, what are you going to be when you grow up? And what does that mean about you? But really, like, that's what we're all doing. No matter what your job is, you are of service to your community. And I really, truly feel that. And I am truly very grateful every single day for the people who are checking me out at the grocery store. And sometimes I do the self-checkout, so it's not like I need them, but just even them being there, and they're my interaction, they're part of my social interaction for the day. So yes, you know, they're doing, like Trader Joe's, they don't have such self-checkout. You go there, and just like the conversation, the human interaction, whatever, they are providing a service. The people that are stocking those shelves, they are providing a service that is needed. They are useful. I'm so grateful for the customer service people that have helped me again and again and again. And sure, sometimes I get people that are not helpful and are rude and I'm frustrated. But so many times I get people that I'm so freaking grateful that they are able to support me to walk through whatever issue I am struggling with, whatever thing, oh no, this happened or blah, blah, whatever. And then of course, nurses, teachers, firefighters, you know, all like landscape, like everything has value. And I just lately have gotten more and more frustrated with why does everybody have to monetize like something that they're good at and make their own business and make their own course and do that, you know? So again, it's like, that's not bad. And that's why it's conflicting to me, because I do support people that are in all levels of their success. And that's why I love to work with, oh, wow, you do feel called to do something. So that's the difference though. If you have something like you are really called to do this, to share this, to make this art, to share your experiences so it can support other people, let me support you, because I know how challenging it can be to break through and also to just keep that going, to believe in yourself, because it is challenging. It's not usually like, here you go and everything is open for you. And then once you think doors might open for you and then it's always easy. No, it is challenging. So I do provide that support for people. And also for those people, I am constantly reminding them and also working with them so that they are finding joy and fulfillment inside their work and outside of it in their daily life. So it's not as if I have to do this thing and then that is what makes me to be this valuable human person on earth. No. So it's, you know, so I work with these people and I somewhat am one, right? I'm putting my work out into the world. And also I'm like, what? We don't all have to be doing this, and we don't all have to be doing it all the time. And not everybody needs to quit their day job and go monetize it or do this. And maybe that actually is not good for you. And why is it so bad to have a job? Like a job that you didn't create for yourself, or an entrepreneur, or this. Like, now this is coming from someone who, even when I've been on payroll, it has been a not usual job. Like, I worked for artists, touring, sound, tour managing, joyologist, different roles. So a part of me is like, I don't get why people don't want to have a job where they just pay you a salary and you know how much you're making and you get that every week and you do what your job is. And sure, I know it's not all smooth sailing and there's going to be frustrations and there's going to be annoyances and they're going to be like, why are they having me do it like this? This is backward and I just did it like this and now they want me to do it again. Like, I get that. And also, we're alive. We are alive and we have this like contract, right? This is what we've created. So you do pick some way to be of service and you get your payment for that, but that's not your life. That's not your worth. That's not like your identity, how you make your money. No matter what you do, you are huge Grammy winning artist. You are a groundbreaking novelist. You are scientist that's discovering new things, doctor that is researching how to stop different versions of cancer. Again, no matter what you're doing and how, wow, thank you. We really need people to do that in different levels. That is not your identity. So whether you work at Trader Joe's, thank you. Whether you're customer service for Verizon, thank you. No matter if you're doing research or whatever, no matter if you're a sound engineer, that is not your identity. That is not your worth. That is not like how you matter in this world. You are a human and you matter outside of what you do that earns you income, right? So that too, this is just all stuff that's been like bubbling up for a while and like, I get it. I get that not all jobs and conditions and companies are great and ideal. And also when you work for yourself, it's not all smooth sailing too. Like I said, I have seen behind the scenes on hugely successful people of all different variances and who will not likely share these things with you on social media. Some of them are starting to, of sure, I have all this and this looks all great. And also now I have to hire people in a challenge. I've seen small companies that blow up and then, oh, wow, it gets harder and stuff. Like, I've seen people realize, oh, maybe I don't want the most successful company because then it comes with all these things. So I'm not trying to talk you out of doing what you want or being whatever, or being more or wanting more or feeling this calling within you. I just really want to drive home that whatever it is that you do, it is not your identity. You are a valuable person in your community, in this world, regardless of what you do to make money, and perhaps you don't. Perhaps you are unemployed. Perhaps you are part of a family where your role is caretaker, and you are not. You are still. That is not your identity, right? If you are a stay-at-home mom or whatever it is, you are retired. You have a disability that keeps you from getting work. You too. It does not have to mean that your job title, what you do is your identity. And that has anything to connect with what that the fact that you matter as a human. That fulfillment and self-worth are also not the same thing, right? So I find that too, that we have been conditioned to believe that we find our fulfillment by what we are doing in the world. And then it's like, so then that defines your self-worth. No, you are a freaking amazing, magical person who matters and is fully worthy of everything in the universe, regardless of what you do for a living, regardless of if you earn an income or not and what that income is. And we need to make sure to be finding your fulfillment outside of that. And also, again, if you are someone who does not earn an income, you're a stay-at-home mom, whatever, it's not part of your journey right now, or your makeup, or it's just not happening for you and you would be too, then you can still find fulfillment, right? That why did we where did it come from that, and I get it, our work takes a lot of time up, right? For many of us, that's where the majority of your time can go to, whether you work for yourself or you work for a company, whatever it is. But you are still you in that stuff. Your identity and your self-worth is not in what you do. Finding fulfillment in that. So even too, if you're like, I can't find fulfillment in my work. I work for this company that, you know, they do everything backwards, whatever. And I really am just in it because I get a paycheck and I would love to work somewhere else. You can still find fulfillment. Like, I showed up and I did what I needed to do today. I accomplished that task. Like, finding the fulfillment in that instead of trying to find it deeper and find deeper meaning in it. And then outside of your work, finding fulfillment. And it's the small stuff. We are looking for fulfillment to be like some big magical portal of something, but looking for fulfillment no matter where you are in your journey of your life, in your age, in your family, in your relationship, in your career, in your dreams. And again, I'm not telling you to not have dreams and to not create things that you want to see in the world and how you want to serve. But either way, please find fulfillment every single day outside of that. That is not your identity. It might be part of you, of course, but you don't have to identify with that thing. I mean, you can identify, but that's not just who you are. So how can you find fulfillment in your everyday? And that can be in taking a walk and being surrounded by nature, listening to music you love, having connection with another human, whether it's a friend or somebody who's checking you out at the store, whatever, right? We make it too hard to find joy and find fulfillment on a daily basis. Life is a lot. Being a human is a lot. That was a big pause there. Oh, because I'm always like, when I do these solo episodes, I feel like I go on ramble of journeys. But no. So anyway, it felt good to take a break. The podcast is not going away, but there are some more shifts in me and what I'm doing. I do feel the urge to be less online. I still, like I said, I'm creating and I have these offerings to get deeper support from me. And I am pursuing things that are, I am in person. So the podcast will come and go. It might not be weekly. And that's kind of fun and exciting for me. And I never thought, like, you know, this wasn't planned. And now it's like, this is what feels right. Okay. Okay. And so it's an interesting thing. Again, being human is interesting, where I am like, I want to just be with you all and share these things. And I still have on a daily basis, oh, I want to share this. I want to share this. I want to share this. I want to blah, blah, blah. I want to share this experience. I want to share this thought with people. But yet something is not making me want to just put it out there. So writing it for future books and finding other ways to use it. And yeah, come find my daily text, yourjoyologist.com/text, yourjoyologist.com/drop-in to get my drop-in messages, which are to unblock you so you can show up for the things that you want to do and so that you can find this deep inner confidence in who you are. And that is, it was more created for people who do want to be putting themselves and their work out in the world. It does work for other people too, because again, it really is about of like getting yourself out of your own way and then like having this inner confidence, which does tie into like, you matter no matter what. We as humans make it so hard. We make it so hard to enjoy life. We make it so hard to go after the things we want. We make it so hard to make a choice because is it the right one? All of the things. My shakeup journey is there for you. And I am working on a like foundations course of my like foundations, mindset tools, mindfulness, my brand of that, the like tricks I use in my own life to snap out and just more, not snap out, but just see things more clearly and be like, wait, does this matter? Wait, where are you going? To be able to show myself more love, compassion, appreciation, instead of getting stuck, beating myself up, feeling like things should be differently, stuck in comparison, all of that. I hope that some of this message today resonated with you. I hope that you can feel deeply that you matter on this earth as you are right now. And again, that doesn't mean don't strive to shift and change things. This is life and we get to play with it. Like, don't take it all so fucking seriously. Work hard if you want to. Pull back and just do the things you need to do if you want to. We all go through different seasons, and that your worth, your identity, your mattering doesn't go up or down based on how you are choosing to show up in the world. Okay. What matters most is you are alive right fucking now. And I don't know how long you will be. And I don't know anybody right now that hasn't been going through a challenging time on some level. So I have to imagine a lot of you are. So again, you can be in that challenging time, show yourself so much love, compassion, and also find some joy, find some pleasure, find the smallest things to touch into that feelings of fulfillment each day. It doesn't have to be some big exterior stuff. It's the little stuff. It's the little stuff. I am sending you so much love. Hit me up, send me a DM @_TrishaHuffman. Let me know if you're listening. Let me know what came up today. And of course, if you don't have it yet, go check out my book, F the Shoulds, Do the Wants. And if you have it, can you please leave me a review on Amazon and or Goodreads, no matter where you bought it. Amazon is like the king of where reviews live. All right. I hope you can really feel deeply into the fact that you matter, period, no matter what, right fucking now.